Welcome to Two Cups of Coffee. I am your host, Jesus Figueroa, and alongside me is a blogger, Kristen of AccordingToKristen.com. Hey, Kristen.
Hello.
For people who don't know, I've been podcasting with Kristen for a while, but we haven't had a podcast where we're together in years. Wow.
Years?
I think so. I don't think we've done a podcast together since Mike was with us, which has been at least 2 years since his youngest child was born.
Good Lord, it has been a while.
Damn, and I know we've been trying to get this podcast started for a couple of months.
I know, but you keep stalling.
I keep stalling? Come on. Let's tell the truth here. Who's the one that keeps on disappearing for weeks?
Guilty.
But it's fine. We all know what's going on in the world right now with COVID-19 and staying at home and all this damn stress that's going on right now.
That's an understatement.
Understatement for some. I mean, there's some that are practically, you know, enjoying this quote-unquote vacation from real life.
I wish I was one of those people.
This hasn't been a vacation for you?
No.
What exactly have you been doing when you disappear, Miss Kristen?
Trying not to panic and drown myself in Xanax.
How much Xanax are you taking?
Actually, I try not to take them. I have a prescription, but I don't take it unless I'm like legit having a panic attack.
So
I try to manage it myself.
I shouldn't get Mike on the phone and start an intervention here?
No.
You do it, you know that, right?
You know what's weird? Wait, because I've had this prescription since my dad passed.
Yeah.
So I sometimes just feel better knowing that I have them in case I need them. But I'm not a medication person. So if I don't need to, I'll just sleep it off.
You know that's a sign of addiction, right? I think, I know a lot of people who are recovering from like smoking and drinking and other drugs, and they tell me the same thing, that sometimes they just need the substance like somewhere close to them so they know they have it, but they don't need to take it.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I've never been addicted to it.
Or maybe you just never accepted it.
No. Like, I end up having to throw them out because they expire. And then I found out that you don't really have to do that because medication doesn't expire when the date says.
It doesn't expire, but its potency starts going lower and lower.
Yeah, I know.
And I think it's only like 10% lower per month. So you have, you know, time before it actually is working. But anyways, what have you been doing all this time? I mean, it's been an interesting ride for me as a blogger. I'm not sure exactly how interesting it's been for you since you're up and down on it.
Honestly, when this whole thing first started, I was like, you know, my job they've never talked about, even hinted at allowing us to work from home. Like, they'll make us work even when there's a tropical storm or a hurricane coming. So when this all started, I was like, oh, great, we're going to be stuck here. I felt safe in my office, though. So it's not like, you know, if we had to stay there that I'd be panicking. Because we're a small company.
Yeah, of course you'll feel safe. I mean, you've been there for a couple of years now.
Well, it's not just that, but like, we don't sit real close to each other and there's not a lot of people in there. It's a big office, but like small amount of people. So we felt safe there, but they actually decided to let us work from home. So when that came up, I was like, "Ooh, I'm going to be home. I'm going to get so much done. I'm going to make all these things and work on the blog." And I have not done shit.
Of course you haven't.
I haven't done anything.
That is your personality, though. Like, when you have the time, you usually waste it doing something else. Well, not waste it. You just spend it doing something else. I mean, you have your Etsy store.
Yes, I do have that. Yeah, it's like when I'm busy, I just tack more stuff on. And then now that I'm home and I have the time to do other things, I'm like, my anxiety, I can't. Like, I'll give you an example. I have a Cricut machine, right? So, like, I'll get that out and I'll make stuff. But with my anxiety lately, I'll get it out and I'll plug it in, but I won't do anything. So it's like I take like little steps and then I'm just like, oh no, I can't.
Since you have the Cricut, have you downloaded the templates to make the masks?
No, I don't have a sewing machine.
It doesn't matter. I think most of the templates are not for sewing machines. You just cut them out and you could put them on.
Oh, that's true. I think I did see something about that. No, I haven't tried that though.
You might want to
try it. Because I bought some from someone. Because you know what my thing is too? I feel so bad that I'm secure at my job and all these people have lost their jobs.
Yeah.
So I'm like trying to support people wherever I can. So like if someone lost their job and they're making masks to just make some money,
yeah,
then, you know, so I've been doing that.
Yeah, it's always good to help out others. It's a time that we actually need to unite instead of, you know, fighting with each other and getting all these very needless dramas going.
You mean like fighting essential workers because you don't want to wear a mask?
Exactly. And I think there's a meme that's going around that I really enjoyed. If you are uncomfortable with masks now, trust me, the ventilators are much more intrusive.
Yeah. I'll take the mask.
Definitely. But, you know, I'm glad to finally be able to doing this for you. It's been a while and it's usually very fun when we get to do podcasts together. It's even though we get on each other's nerves at points, but I think that's all in good fun. And I think we know, even if, you know, we're podcasting with Mike, it's all like because we trust each other and we have fun doing it.
Yeah.
It's
funny because I haven't really reached out to a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'll answer to your text and then I just disappear. I don't do it on purpose. But I set up like a Zoom thing with Keisha, our other friend, and it's like I'm kind of hesitant sometimes to do stuff like that, and then once I did it, like I felt so much better, like just talking about something else and just talking to someone that I haven't seen for a while. So it's like, you know, I've been hesitant about doing the podcast,
yeah,
but it's like it feels nice talking to someone, even though we're talking about that. It's just nice talking to someone outside of my house.
It's funny because I think I was telling this to Mike yesterday or the other day when we did the podcast, how when it comes to mental health and anxiety and depression, one of the biggest things is the fact that we feel like we're a bother to people when we talk about our feelings and how things are overbearing. And it's just a downward spiral from there, because the less we talk, the more we feel alone. The more we feel alone, the more depression's there. The more depression's there, the more anxiety acts up, and it just keeps on going.
Yeah, the more you're in your head.
Yeah. And sometimes we just need to talk to somebody, and we don't have that healthy mental state where we can say, hey, can we talk for like 5 minutes or 10 minutes?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, sometimes I know I do it often with a couple of people. I just text people just to make sure that they're doing good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you do that with me a lot.
Yeah. And there's other people who I call, and I you know, even though I will ask what's going on, I will not give advice, because I think sometimes all people need to do is talk.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I think when you give advice to people who have anxiety or depression, they start feeling like something's wrong. And I think
exactly
that doesn't help.
No.
Yeah. So, you know, if you need to, my social media is open for anybody listening in. Feel free to reach out, chat. You know I don't always, I'm not always very emotional or very open with my feelings, but feel free to share. I'm a good listener, and I'm not going to turn people away. You know, let's talk about a little of what this podcast is going to be about, because we are going to talk about mental health along with the movies, the music, and we're going to go into relationships or the lack thereof. I'm not sure how comfortable you are talking about your relationships, Kristen, but if anybody has a question, I hope that you will answer truthfully.
Of course. So, and listen, that goes for friendships, relationships, that goes for anything, because, you know.
Yeah, the relationships we have in the real world are not all romantic.
No.
And if they are, then good for you, I guess.
We don't understand, okay?
For those of you that don't know, both Kristen and I are single. I'm not sure how hard you are trying to look for relationships at the moment, but I am not looking for a relationship, not in this time of pandemic.
Yeah, no, thanks. Not right now.
Even though, you know, I have people who I reach out to talk, I am not looking, you know, for anything in the romance department at the moment.
Same.
I'm not sure, you know, how healthy it is to get into a relationship when we can't go out and talk to each other and see each other and go to dinner or lunch or coffee.
God, what a weird time.
I did recently get pitched an interview with a dating expert, online dating expert, who talked a lot in her article about how to have an online date. I'm not sure if you're going on online dates, Kristen.
No.
No? Not allowing people to see you in your room?
I don't care about my room. Uh-huh. I just find online stuff weird. I'm not a fan.
Would you ever have an online date?
I don't know. That's weird.
Have you ever been on Tinder?
Huh?
Have you ever been on Tinder or dating apps?
Unfortunately, not Tinder.
Why not? What's wrong with Tinder?
Nothing's wrong with Tinder. I just don't like dating apps. I've tried one and it didn't work out so well.
What was up with that?
Lord. Okay, there was one prospect that I was kind of excited about, and then it turns out he was like really into extremely oversized people.
Interesting.
Yeah, which, I mean, to each their own. Yeah. I'm not knocking it. But, like, I'm not extremely oversized. So I'm like, well, where's this going to go?
Yeah, I can totally see that not fitting into what you would want.
Yeah, no.
But, yeah, I never tried a dating app. I don't think I would. I freak out just, like, at the thought of meeting somebody from online.
I just don't trust people.
Yeah, I'm not sure how people can do it. Like, the really weird, you know, stories I hear about people meeting different people they meet on Tinder or on dating apps every single night. I don't know how that works. Like,
the thing is, too, we are in two places where people are not honest and they're extremely shallow.
Yeah.
I think we are both in two of the most shallow places ever.
Maybe.
So it's just hard.
I mean, I'm not the type of person to date either way. I think if you're interested in somebody, just let them know. If you're not, then let them know. And establish things prior to just like, oh, let's lead you on for a while until I figure out whether or not I like you. I'm sure you understand whether or not you like somebody like within the first couple of days, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not into dating because it seems pointless to date somebody. Like, why would you take somebody you like on a movie where the whole point of it is to sit there quietly not talking to each other? Like, oh, I like you so much now. Shut up for a moment and let me watch a movie for about 2 hours.
I've done that before, actually. I've gone to the movies and it was nice.
Is it?
Yeah. I knew the person.
Okay.
It wasn't like a new thing. I knew the person already.
Okay, and I had this debate with one of my friends before pandemic started. We went to go have pizza in one of my favorite pizza places here in LA. And we got to talking about dating people and if I would take a first date to my favorite pizza place. And I'm like, I don't think I'd take my first date anywhere I would go regularly. Because then if you don't mesh with them and it ends and you see them
and they like the place and they start going there.
Yeah. Wouldn't you feel awkward?
Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't give a shit.
I would. I would feel awkward and I don't think I'd be comfortable going there. I'd be more like, can I order from there and just pick up and eat somewhere else? That being said, I'm also friends with all my exes, which is weird, apparently. Like, I was told by one of my friends that she read a story that when you're friends with your exes, you're either a narcissist or a sociopath.
Oh my god. Or maybe you're just a nice person.
I don't know if there was a third option, but that's what I was told. And I'm definitely not a narcissist, so that only leaves one option, you know?
I was always friends with, well, they weren't really actual exes, but I was always friends with them until they got into new relationships and then decided they couldn't be friends with me anymore.
It's funny because I think, one of my exes is married now and I still chat with her regularly. I mean, she was a huge part of my life for 8 years, so it's only like logical to me that since I grew up with her, I kind of keep track of her and I still care. It's not like we broke up and I don't care anymore. It's like,
yeah,
it's just different, you know?
I hear you.
But yeah, that being said, you know, I think stuff like this are things we're going to talk about regularly. I know for me, I don't really go out with people, so I'm not sure if I'll have dating stories. And I'm not sure if you would want to hear dating stories.
Well, I don't have any dating stories, so you're safe.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Other than that, let's talk a little bit about music and the type of music that you like.
Oh my god, Jesus, you know that's the hardest thing for me to talk about.
I know, but we all know your obsession with JT.
JT is my favorite. Listen, I like all kinds of music. Like, I'll listen to country, rock, I'll listen to anything, but JT is definitely my number one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know he's your number one. You constantly post about him on Instagram. One of your designs for your Etsy store was a JT design.
Wait, what? No, it wasn't.
No, one of your calendar things was, wasn't it? Or your... Oh, no, maybe it was... No, it was a JT album, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
I'm sure that it is, and I'm going to look for it on here.
Oh, I made a boy band layout.
Boy band.
Was it that?
Maybe it was that.
Yeah, I was in the boy band era. Don't judge me.
I'm not judging. I mean, we all have the boy bands we like. I mean, it was pretty difficult not to be into a boy band when we were growing up. It was...
True story.
Yeah, everybody was in a boy band back then.
Actually, you know what? You'll be proud of me because I do listen to a lot of mainstream music.
Yeah.
But I do like finding the little unknowns. And actually, I've been listening to, okay, you know the show Supernatural?
Yes.
Okay, so I started binging Supernatural a few months ago, mm-hmm. and I caught up on that. But Jensen Ackles has, like, he started a band. So he has an album out, and it's actually really good. I listened to it, and I was kind of, like, cringing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you get the actors that are like, oh, I'm going to start a music career, and they sound like shit.
Yeah.
His music is actually good. I like it.
I will look that up. I know my music taste is completely polar opposite to yours. I listen...
Yes.
Even though I listen to a lot of pop and Taylor Swift and all that radio stuff, I also listen to a ton of metal and indie stuff that I'm sure there's people who have listened to, but it's not a mainstream thing.
Uh-huh.
And I constantly get pitched bands like that, and I discover well, I don't discover, but I get introduced to a lot of people who I end up really enjoying and that are extremely talented. And I guess I'll be talking a lot about that, and hopefully you like some of it. I know there's songs that bands will allow me to play on podcasts, so I hope you're ready to listen to a couple of very interesting genres of music.
I'm always down to hear new music.
Hopefully you enjoy it, because I know I have. I don't know if you listened to Rose McGowan's latest or debut album.
I did not even know she was singing now.
It's not necessarily singing. It's more like...
Oh, God. That's not a good pitch, Jesus.
It's not singing. Like, it's more instrumental. I think it's like... If I remember, her album's called Music for Aliens?
Oh, God.
Or something like that. Or Music for Space. I can't remember the title of the album, but I really enjoyed it. Like, it's singing. It mellows you. It's fantastic. I like it, and it's not unlike stuff that I usually listen to.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'll see if I could play any of it for you in the upcoming podcast. If not, I'll just email you one of the links off of YouTube for her album. I enjoyed it. It definitely is something I would listen to in the car.
We'll see, Jesus. We'll see.
And I guess we'll also talk about movies. And I told you before we start recording, the way we'll do it is we'll post lists of stuff that we're watching for the week, and we'll talk about whatever is on that list that we got to actually see. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, with the whole quarantine thing, I've been watching a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So I have lots to talk about.
Oh, get ready to get a huge list of stuff that I'm watching, because I have the list that I'm watching when I have my time, and I have the list of what I watch with the nephews, because they're with me all through the day, and we get to watch a ton of stuff because we have Disney Plus, we have Netflix, we have Apple TV Plus, we have, what else do we have? We have almost every streaming site, and they get to enjoy anything they want to watch on there.
Nice.
What streaming sites do you have?
Same. I like, actually, I had the Apple TV Plus. I had that, but I canceled it. And then I saw that a show was coming out that I really wanted to see, so I got it back again.
Which show?
So I have Defending Jacob.
With Chris Evans, yeah.
Yes.
I know Mike really
have wants you watched to watch it?
That. I have not, but I got pitched it, and I, for some reason, didn't answer the email in time. I know, I could have seen it beforehand, and I don't know why, it didn't click to me to respond to the email in time.
Ugh, Jesus, watch it. It's good.
I will watch it, and I know Mike is going to watch it, so when we talk about it, maybe we could bring him in and see what his thoughts were on it.
He is going to watch it?
Yeah, he's going to watch it. We talked about it a little bit on the last podcast with him.
I'm curious to see what he thinks. It's a little slow, but it's really good. Like, it keeps your attention. So I have Apple TV Plus, I have Hulu, Netflix, Disney Plus. I have everything. And I got like the Hallmark channel.
Hallmark has awesome movies. I don't know why people like clown on those movies so much. They're entertaining and they're uplifting. It's good to watch some stuff that's happy.
Jesus, I watched two movies. One had Zachary Levi in it. I think it was called Remember Sunday or something like that. Yeah. I watched that the other day and I was like, okay, this is kind of good. I like it. And then every time it gets to the end, and I'm like, what the hell did I just watch?
They're just movies that are happy and uplifting, and you don't really need to think about too much.
And then you look at like the little icons for each movie, and it's like always a guy and a girl, a guy and a girl. Like,
but isn't that like, I know I took writing classes, and there's like only three types of stories. You know, there's the guy who's trying to get the girl, there's the guy who's trying to get the girl, but there's another guy involved, and there's
Listen, Hallmark is always the girl has like a midlife crisis, which it's always the girl having the midlife crisis. And then she goes to this little small town where she meets the guy she used to date. It's like always.
Isn't that the way life works? It's like
Nicholas Sparks books. They're all the same.
So that's not the way life works?
No.
We're not going to magically go to a town where the perfect person's at?
No, it's always North Carolina, too. Ew. In my experience, no, I won't go there.
I used to live in North Carolina, so yeah.
You lived in North Carolina?
I did. I lived there for about 3 years. Yeah, and in Raleigh and Durham, North Carolina.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I know an asshole that lives in North Carolina.
Did that person move to California? Because if it's me, I'm gonna be really mad.
What?
If you're talking about me, I'm gonna get really mad.
No, it's not you. Okay. You don't live there still. This person does.
Okay.
And he can stay there.
But by Hallmark standards, he's gonna find the love of his life.
Oh, he already did.
Ew. Okay.
Yeah.
So why are we even talking about him?
So why what?
Why even talk about him?
We were talking about small towns in North Carolina.
Okay. Well,
moving along,
we're going to, talk about movies every so often. And anything else that pops up into your life that you would like to discuss or get other people's opinions on? Sound good to you? Nice.
There's a lot of those things.
Hopefully there's a lot. I mean, we're not just going to make one podcast and leave it at that, are we?
No.
Okay, good. So anyways, thank you people for joining us. If you want to interact with me or follow me on social media, it's at Dysfunctional on everything except for Facebook, which is Dysfunctional LA. And you could follow my blog at dysfunctional.com. I also have dysfunctionaljunior.com, which my nephews post on. They're very interesting people, so follow that. And there's Entertainment Mayhem, which is another site that I contribute to now. And yeah, there's just a lot of stuff out there. How about you, Kristen?
I'm on AccordingToKristen.com and on Instagram and Twitter at ThisIsKristen_, Facebook at AccordingToKristen, and I think that's it. Good. What else do I have? I don't remember.
No Snapchat? No.
No, I don't use Snapchat anymore.
Okay, good.
I'm old. Sorry.
Thank you for joining, Kristen. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.